This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not, except in a state of surrender and submission to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah. Fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are considered to be heretical innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are going to die and they will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And you will be recompensed. You will be given what you put forth on the Day of Judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. So those who managed to be pushed away from the hellfire and admitted into paradise, those are the successful ones. That's the reality of this life that we live. We wake up full of hopes every day. We have plans for life. We have long-term plans. We have plans for our children. We have plans for the house we want to buy, the car we want to get, the vacations we want to go on, the glory we want to build in this life. But the most inevitable and sure thing is death, that we are going to leave this world. The grudges, the pains, the joys are all going to go away. The only thing that remains is your actions. The actions of your heart, the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, the hope in Allah, the trust in Allah, your sincerity for the sake of Allah, choosing Allah above all else. All the things we fought for in this life are going to go in vain. If they are not for Allah, they're going to go in vain. Look at your past life. Look at your past life. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there were things in your life you were fighting for. You were so desperate to get. You were competing with others over. And now, they don't even exist. They don't have a reality. The only thing that remains until today is the good that you have done for the sake of Allah. All the damage that you have caused your heart and your soul. And you will face that on the Day of Judgment. And that's what we should be concerned about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma one day, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abiru sabil." Be in this life as a wayfarer, as a traveler, a stranger, as if you are passing through a town or a city. That's how you are when in this life. And the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, "Mali walid dunya." What is the connection between me and this life? "Mali walid dunya." I have nothing to do with this life. It has nothing to do with me. "Innama mathali wa mathalu dunya kamathali raakibin istadalla tahta shajara thumma dhahab aw thumma qama wa tarakaha." The example of my relationship with this life, or the relationship of this life with me, is just like someone who found a tree and he rested. He took a nap in the shade of the tree, then he left it and moved on with his life. That's the relationship between us and this life. It's temporary. It's short. We are here for a utility. We're here to get as many good deeds as possible. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we leave. The real life is in the hereafter. The real life starts after death. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of the hereafter. That's what we are created for. We are brought here to take provisions. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Allah said, take provision. Meaning take provision from this life. Build some assets in this life. For the real, take some assets from this stage of your existence. For the real life that you are moving to. That's what you should get ready for. That's the future to plan for. And we should never grow heedless of this. This is why Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he used to say, because of the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to be as a stranger in this life, as a traveler in this life, he said, "إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرَ الصَّبَحِ." When you go to sleep, don't expect to wake up in the morning. Be ready to meet Allah that night. Because one day you'll be right. And when you wake up in the morning, don't ever expect to make it till night. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take advantage of the times of your health, the prime of your health, when you are healthy, when you are able to act, when you are able to praise Allah, when you are able to remember Allah, when you are able to pray, when you are able to read the Quran, when you are able to give sadaqah, when you are able to cry out of the fear of Allah, when you are able to keep your heart preoccupied with Allah before the pain and the illness and the discomfort comes to your life, distracts you, and you want to prostrate and you can't. You want to pray and you can't. You want to remember Allah and you can't. Take from your health till the time that your health is gone. And take from your life for the time of your death. Because everyone who dies wishes that they come back into this life to do more for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we should be aware of. This is what we should work for. This should be the future that we really work for. That's the brightest future ever. Because any future you're working for is going to come to an end. Whether it's a career, whether it's wealth, whether it's business, whether it's sports, whether it's reputation, whether it's social status, it's going to come to an end. So work for something that is eternal. The reward that you get from Allah on the Day of Judgment. If you do well in this life, will never perish. Will never come to an end. It will be said to the people in paradise, Hayatun wala maut. You will live forever and there will be no death. And it will be said to the people in the hellfire, Hayatun wala maut. There will be life forever and there is no death from this point on. For that future you have to work. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For that kind of future that we should work. The future that never diminishes, that never goes away. No one can take it away from you. There is no expiry date on that reward. It goes on forever. That's the future that we should work for. But you know what holds us back from that? Is طول الأمل, hope in a long life. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, طول الأمل سلاح من أسلحة إبليس يضل به بني آدم. Having hope in a long life in this world is the weapon of Iblis, of Satan, with which he destroys humanity. He makes you forget preparing for the next day. And it seems that the older we grow, the more attached to this life we become. But we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're here to take provisions for the hereafter. That's the reality of this life. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. O you who believe, fear Allah and look forward. Be careful. Be concerned about what you put forth for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the real life. And today we have one of our mothers in the community passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her and forgive her. And accept her among the righteous and grant her the highest ranks in paradise. She's a member of the community. She prayed here and she mixed with the community. But you know, when the time comes, you will have to answer. All of us will go through this. All of us will face this day when we will no longer be in this world. But you know, if we are ready, if we get ourselves prepared for the hereafter, that would be a beautiful moment. That would be a moment of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Aisha radiyallahu anha was listening, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. He who loves to meet Allah, Allah would love to meet them. He who looks forward to the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment they return to Allah, Allah would look forward to meeting them, to receiving them. Because for the believer, it's returning home. It's the end of all pain. It's the end of all suffering. It's the end of all disappointment. And it's the beginning of returning to Allah. Being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever. Where there is no fear, no sadness. And no pain. Whereas if we are not prepared and that moment comes upon us, that would be the beginning of misery and abyss forever. Pain and suffering that never ends. For that moment we should be prepared. For that moment we should work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan. You know, when people who are dying at the moment of death, when they realize the angels are in their presence to pull their soul and take it forever, and that there is no return from now on. There's no coming back to this world. There's no more time in this world. It's over. When they realize this, they have one wish. One wish. They cry out to Allah, return us back. Give us a short break, a short time in this world. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh my Lord, send me back. Keep me here just for a few minutes so I can do righteousness. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ. So make sure that when you reach that moment, that you are prepared and it's not too late. You're not so preoccupied with this life. Leave this life with your heart before your soul leaves it. Let your heart travel to the hereafter. Let your heart live in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before your body leaves this world. Then you will be prepared. Allah gave us this beautiful month of Ramadan. And we are about to enter the most important and the most fruitful nights and days of the year, the last 10 days of Ramadan. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized their value. Aisha radiallahu anha says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر شد المئزر أو شد مئزره وأيقظ أهله واجتهد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the last 10 nights fell upon him, he would exert himself in worship. Exert himself in worship. And he would do i'tikaf, stay in the masjid to worship, so that he spends all of his time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shadda al-mi'zar, and in one narration, watawa firashahu, and he would fold his mattress. Why? Because he would only take naps. Sleep only as much as necessary. And then he would utilize the time. Why? Because these are the last 10 nights. And in the last 10 nights, there is the best night ever. That is worth 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Imagine one night, a few hours, is worth a lifetime. It's worth a lifetime. So if you are someone who has fallen short in your life, your youth maybe was not in worshipping Allah or practicing Allah, your past years were not sincere, that's the time for you to make it up. A lifetime by spending a night sincerely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something not to be missed. It's an indispensable opportunity that none of us should do away with. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَحَرُّوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ أَوْ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last, in the odd nights in the last 10. It's worth it. It's worth it. And if you have not done enough, even in this Ramadan, الأمور بالخواتيم, the reality of actions is with how you close them, how you seal them. Allah has given us this opportunity, the last 10 nights. They are not usual nights. They are extraordinary. And your performance, your actions, your state in these 10 nights should also be extraordinary. It's a huge loss for someone to go through these 10 nights as they go about any other night in the year or even in Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha radiyallahu anha, because the companions radiyallahu anhum understood the value. They understood the value of these nights, the value of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are opportunities that Allah gives us. Allah knows that we fall short. Allah knows our weakness. Allah knows our flaws. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps giving us opportunities so we can make it up, so He can magnify the reward.
So the companions were so concerned about Laylatul Qadr. Aisha radiallahu anha asks the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ وَافَقْتُ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ, that if I happen to fall upon the night of Al-Qadr, what should I say? What is the best thing that I can do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he taught her the dua, اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ قُولِي اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌّ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Oh Allah, you are merciful, you are forgiving. Pardon me, forgive me. That's all. Because if Allah forgives you, there's nothing to worry about. There is nothing to worry about. Regardless of your circumstances in this life, whether you have an easy life or a difficult life, a challenging life, difficult childhood, a challenging marriage, you know, a difficult career, and an impossible financial situation. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, wallahi, nothing else matters. You'll be alright. You will be alright because you're here to take provisions for the hereafter. And Allah tests us in different ways. So don't waste the last 10 nights. And if you are suffering in life, don't let your suffering destroy you. Don't let your suffering hold you back from this great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let shaitan poison your heart and tell you, you know, you're not fortunate. Nothing works with you. Everything goes wrong. So why even worry about this? No, Allah is merciful. Shaitan will bring despair and put despair and helplessness in your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to clarify to you the truth. And Allah wants to guide you. And Allah wants mercy for you. And Allah wants ease for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you. Allah doesn't want to place hardship on you. It's shaitan that makes us feel so. Allah is merciful. Allah is kind. And Allah is compassionate. But it is us who fall short worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sure that you don't waste these last 10 nights. And don't fight about Laylatul Qadr. Oh, was it the 21st or the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or this night or that night? Put your focus on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing your best every night. You know, can't you really put your foot down for the last 10 nights? Can't you go through this challenge? And the payoff is unlimited. Unlimited. One night that is worth a lifetime more than 80 years. That's a great investment. No one should miss out on this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the winners in Laylatul Qadr and in this Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. I would recommend putting a plan for those who are busy and those who have the time. But again, it's important to have a plan. Put a plan in place. And don't make it so sophisticated and elaborated. Very simple. Very simple. What do you need to do? Make sure that you observe your fast properly and you preserve it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it in any kind of sins. Anything that violates, you know, your commitment and your humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Preserve your fasting. Keep reading the Quran. Increase in your recitation of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves it when you read His words. Allah loves it. He rewards it. He appreciates it. Read more of the Quran during the nights. If you are able, people have different circumstances. If you are able to minimize the hours of work, do that by all means, without putting yourself in hardship. If you are able to take a break, if you are able to take some days off, especially the odd nights, do that. Where you are able to have the time, to take the time, to be able to focus on the new worship. Now, if you can't, fine, do your best. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not overburden any soul. But always do your best. So put some kind of plan. Make sure you pray with the Imam at the masjid, Isha and Fajr, and the Taraweeh until
the end of it. So, for example, at this masjid they pray two sets, Taraweeh, and then they pray Tahajjud towards the end. If you can't pray both, at least start with the Imam at the beginning with Isha and end with them at the end of the first set. If you can't make it for this, pray with them Tahajjud, start at the beginning and stay with the Imam until you're done. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever prays Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُمْ. As if you have prayed the whole night, if you pray Isha and Fajr with the Imam. Imagine when you add to this as well Salat al-Taraweeh and Salat al-Tahajjud. وَمَنْ صَلَّى مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ. Whoever prays with their Imam, this Prophet ﷺ said this in Ramadan, in Taraweeh. Whoever prays with their Imam until the Imam finishes the Salah, and here we're talking about the set, then as if you prayed the whole night, let's say the Imam prayed for 1 hour, 2 hours, one set, and they're done. You pray with them from the beginning till the end as if you prayed the whole night. And if this happens, and it happens to be Laylatul Qadr, imagine the reward you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stick to the dua the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha radiyallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Seek forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Seek forgiveness, make dua for your loved ones, for your parents, for your family, for your spouse, for your children, for the Muslims, for the Muslim Ummah, for our brothers and sisters who are suffering, especially in Gaza and Palestine, and in Sham and in Sudan and in other areas. Pray for them, don't forget them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring victory upon them, to bring relief to their lives. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen this Ummah and bring the truth and make it prevalent and dominant. Cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open up your heart to Allah. And ask Him for the things that you want in this life, as long as you are going to put them to good use. Ask Allah for wealth. Ask Allah for ease. Ask Allah for a good spouse. Ask Allah for good children. Ask Allah for a good life. Nothing wrong with that. But make sure that you are asking for these things in order to what? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. And at the end, don't forget sadaqah. Don't forget sadaqah. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous in Ramadan, knowing that Allah rewards immensely for that. And here I will close with one call and one invitation. And again, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Those who are able to congregate with the Jama'ah, to be with the Jama'ah, and to experience living a Muslim life in this ocean of corruption and disbelief and immorality, that's a blessing that we don't really appreciate. That's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to come here and build brotherhood, the bond of brotherhood, to be able to pray in congregation, to be able to learn our religion, to be able to bring our children here to live as proud Muslims. In the ocean of all of this disbelief and corruption, that's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should be thankful for. And we should be appreciative. And we should do all we can to keep projects like that and institutions like this running smoothly. And we should consider this to be one of the greatest contributions that we can support and offer for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the reward doesn't go to yourself and your family only, but it goes to the whole community. Imagine the children who are educated here, who eventually grew up to be committed Muslims. Muslims who hold the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we contribute in any form or fashion that we are able to, you get a reward for that. And it's a continuous sadaqah. It's an ongoing sadaqah. Sadaqah jariyah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you realize running a masjid like this, a center like this, with all of the activities and all of the classes and all of the education and the school and the memorization of the Quran and all of the activities, and even offering our youth opportunities to contribute where they can volunteer. You know, most of the work that you see with the iftar is volunteered by members, young members of our community and our mothers. It's contributed by this community. They get this opportunity to live a Muslim life in the midst of all of this darkness.
This is no small feat. This is such a great thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be thankful by contributing to this. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was with the companions, and a group of Muslims from outside of Medina came in a very bad state, like their clothes were worn out. They were extremely poor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face grew angry when he saw that. And it was Dhuhr time, so he calls Bilal, says to Bilal, make the adhan. Then he calls for the prayer, then the iqamah, then they pray, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands among the Muslims. And he invites them to sadaqah. He said, from your wealth, from your food, from your clothing, contribute for the sake of Allah. Until a man from the Ansar went home and came back, a weak man from the Ansar, he came and he held in his hand a bag that he could hardly hold or carry. And he put it in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when the companions saw this, all of them followed suit. All of them were inspired by that. Until two huge heaps of food and clothing were gathered in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delighted for that. Then he says, "Man sunna fil Islam sunnatan hasanatan kana lahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ba'dahu la yunqisu dhalika min ajrihim shay'a." Whoever sets a good example, that is to be followed. In Islam, he will get its reward, and the reward of everyone who follows him without diminishing their rewards. So what I would say, the masjid needs your support. And we need to keep it going. And what I would say, today make sure you don't leave this masjid without giving a good contribution as much as you can. And I would say those who work and those who have a job and those who earn money, I would say don't leave without offering the masjid today at least $100. And you know what? I'll be the first one to do it. Bismillah. Give me the bag. And I'm hoping that this would be set the example and get you to do the same. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, bismillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Again, this is money that is hopefully goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. And this is very little. But you know what? Give what you can. Give what you can. Give in the hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give you in return. And you know what a good way to start the last 10 nights with a good deed. Because sometimes we want to do something in the last 10 nights, but we don't find it within ourselves. And you know, the early generations, they used to inspire themselves and get themselves to do more actions. How? By doing actions. Because they said, مِنْ عَلَامَةِ قَبُولِ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. A sign that your hasana, your good deed is accepted, is that you are inspired to do more good deeds. So when they could not get committed to an act of worship, they would do some other deeds that they could do so that it facilitates the way. Allah opens the way. This is how Allah inspires us to worship. So consider the sadaqah you give today as a good way to kickstart your last 10 nights in the hopes. Give it with the intention. Oh Allah, I am giving this to your house with the intention and with the hopes that you help me reach Laylatul Qadr this year. And that you bless me and make me from the winners in Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us, to forgive our sins. Don't forget, inshallah, after the salah, we're going to pray janazah on our mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina, wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al qawmi al kafirin. Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatik. Allahumma aj'alna fi hadha al shahri min al fa'izin. اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر واجعلنا فيها من الفائزين اللهم لا تحرمنا بركتها اللهم لا تحرمنا بركتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عظمة الذنوب وكثرة الخطايا ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كن لعبادك المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم كن لعبادك المؤمنين في فلسطين اللهم ارحمهم برحمتك اللهم انصرهم اللهم احفظهم اللهم اجعل لهم فرجا قريبا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.